Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
A vigilante hacker took down North Korea's internet. Now he's taking off his mask. By Andy Greenberg. A little over 2 years have passed since the online vigilante, who would call himself PAX, fired the first shot in his own one-man cyber war. Working alone in his coastal Florida home in late January 2022, wearing slippers and pajama pants and periodically munching on Takis corn snacks, he spun up a set of custom-built programs on his laptop and a collection of cloud-based servers that intermittently tore offline every publicly visible website in North Korea and would ultimately keep them down for more than a week. PAX's real identity, revealed here for the first time, is Alejandro Caceres, a 38-year-old Colombian-American cybersecurity entrepreneur with hacker tattoos on both arms, unruly dark hair, a very high tolerance for risk, and a very personal grudge. Like many other U.S. hackers and security researchers, Caceres had been personally targeted by North Korean spies who aimed to steal his intrusion tools. He had detailed that targeting to the FBI, but received no real government support. So, he decided to take matters into his own hands and to send a message to the regime of Kim Jong-un. Messing with American hackers would have consequences. "It felt like the right thing to do here," Caceres told Wired at the time. "If they don't see we have teeth, it's just going to keep coming." As he sought an outlet to broadcast that message to the Kim regime, Caceres told his story to Wired while he carried out his attack, providing screen capture videos and other evidence that he was, in fact, single-handedly disrupting the internet of an entire country in real time. But it was only just before going public that he decided to invent the PAX pseudonym for himself. The handle, pronounced PAX, was a cheeky allusion to his intention of forcing a kind of peace with North Korea through the threat of his own punitive measures. He hoped that by hiding behind that name, he might evade not just North Korean retaliation, but also criminal hacking charges from his own government. Instead of prosecuting him, however, Caceres was surprised to find, in the wake of his North Korean cyber attacks, the U.S. government was more interested in recruiting him. Caceres would spend much of the next year on a strange journey into a secretive world of America's state-sponsored hacking agencies. Adopted informally by a Pentagon contractor, he was invited to present his techniques to high-level U.S. defense and intelligence officials. He carried out a long-term hacking project designed to impress his new audience, hitting real foreign targets, and he pitched Department of Defense officials on a mode of U.S. government-sanctioned cyber attacks that, like his solo North Korean takedown, would be far leaner, faster, and arguably more effective than Washington's slow and risk-averse model of cyber war. Caceres' pitch never got the green light. Now, partly due to his frustration with that experience, he's finally dropping his pseudonym to send a new message, this one aimed at his fellow Americans, that the U.S. government needs to wield its hacking powers far more aggressively. Both the NSA and the DoD have a ton of talented hackers, yet when it comes to actually performing disruptive cyber operations, for some reason we as a country are just frozen and scared, Caceres says. And that needs to change. He points to ransomware actors, mostly based in Russia, who extracted more than $1 billion of extortion fees from victim companies in 2023, while crippling hospitals and government agencies. North Korea-affiliated hackers, meanwhile, stole another $1 billion in cryptocurrency last year, funneling profits into the coffers of the Kim regime. All of that hacking against the West, he argues, has been carried out with relative impunity. We sit there while they hack us, Caceres says. So Caceres is now arguing that it's time for the U.S. to try the PACS approach, that a part of the solution to foreign cybersecurity threats is for the American government's own hackers to show their teeth and to use them far more often. Caceres and the Pentagon contractor that partnered with him, whose founder agreed to talk to Wired on the condition we not name him or his company, spent much of the past 2 years advocating within the U.S. government for that far more brazen approach to state-sponsored cyber attacks. They describe it as a special forces model, single hackers or small teams carrying out nimble, targeted digital disruptions, in contrast to the U.S.'s traditionally slower and more bureaucratic approach to cyber warfare. We can have an impact here, and it can be asymmetrical, and it can occur on a much faster timescale, summarizes the founder of the hacker startup that worked with Caceres to pitch the Pentagon. He cites a military principle that each member of a special forces unit should have the effect of 16 conventional soldiers. With what we and PACS were doing, we wanted to increase that ratio 100-fold, he says, and PACS would teach other operators how to do it. In his public life as a security researcher, Caceres is known as a talented and sometimes brash figure in the hacker community. The second-generation Colombian-American, who used the hacker handle underscore Hyperion long before he adopted the PACS pseudonym, is the founder of the cybersecurity startup Hyperion Gray and a frequent speaker at events like the DEF CON Hacker Conference, where he has shared his methods for lone hackers to amplify their reach and effects through cloud services and high-performance computing clusters. He's also the creator of a somewhat controversial vulnerability scanning tool called PunkSpider, which he announced at DEF CON in 2021 that he intended to use to scan every website in the world and publicly reveal all their hackable vulnerabilities. From the beginning of his hacker career, Caceres has never been one to shy away from the most aggressive applications of the digital dark arts. His first job out of college, while he pursued a graduate degree in international science and technology policy, was working for a subsidiary of the notorious military contractor formerly known as Blackwater, doing open-source intelligence investigations for corporate security and executive protection, what he describes as a Google sweatshop. Within a few years, however, Caceres and his startup Hyperion Gray were getting grants from the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, using his growing prowess in cloud and high-performance computing to scan the dark web as part of DARPA's MEMEX program, devoted to advancing search technologies for national security applications. In that dark web scouring, Caceres says he regularly came upon child sexual abuse materials forums and even violent extremist content. He admits that he didn't hesitate to hack some of those sites, pulling data off their back-end servers and anonymously handing it to contacts at the Department of Homeland Security. That probably wasn't 100% legal, he says, but I didn't necessarily give a fuck. Even his startup's name, Hyperion Gray, reflected Caceres' sense of the murky territory in which he traveled. It combined his underscore Hyperion hacker handle, the name of a titan from Greek mythology, with a shade in the middle of the spectrum between ideas of white hat and black hat hacking. So when North Korean hackers chose Caceres as one of their targets in 2021, it was inevitable that he wouldn't let that slight go unanswered. In January of that year, a fellow hacker whom Caceres didn't know approached him online through a friend and asked if he'd take a look at what appeared to be an interesting software exploitation program, offering it to Caceres to download. A day or so later, Caceres read a blog post from Google's threat analysis group warning that North Korean hackers were going after U.S. security researchers in what appeared to be an effort to steal their hacking tools and intel. Sure enough, when Caceres checked the file he'd downloaded and run on his own computer, he saw that it included a backdoor. Only the fact that he'd quarantined the program on his machine had protected him from being fully compromised. Caceres, appalled, reported the hacking attempt to the FBI. He says the Bureau ultimately did little more than a fact-finding interview with him, with no real follow-up. So after nursing his grudge for a full year, he decided to take matters into his own hands. In late January of 2022, he began running custom hacking scripts designed to target a few key North Korean routers responsible for internet traffic into and out of the country, repeatedly checking whether they were online and, if they were, amplifying his waves of malicious data requests to cause them to crash. He described the project to Wired at the time as about equivalent in workload to a small to medium-sized penetration test of the kind Hyperion Grey would carry out for clients. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for the rest of this story, visit wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.